podcasting brought to you by New Constructs, an independent investment research firm committed to helping our clients invest wisely and confidently. Visit newconstructs.com or tweet us at New Constructs. Here's your host, investor and market veteran, David Trainer.
Hi, I'm David Trainer, CEO of New Constructs. Today, I'm going to tell you how to protect yourself from this super volatile market. And if you want more information from New Constructs, go to newconstructs.com or follow us at New Constructs on Twitter. We're going to do more diligence into the quality of earnings and valuation of stocks than you're going to find anywhere else in the marketplace. And that's why I can tell you with confidence that I've got strategies for you. If you're going to be in the equity markets, this is how you protect yourself. I mean, yesterday was a pretty crazy day, right? Markets up for a while, then boom, a sinker. It's funny, that's kind of the mirror image of what we've seen most of the last 6 months. Markets are down, and bam, they go back up. They're down for a few days, 3-4 days in a row. The Fed comes out, says something positive, and bam, they make up all for all the lost ground. So yesterday was a rather interesting change. Markets sort of steadily up, not a lot, but in the green, and then at the end of the day, wham, they get slammed. And that's kind of scary, as markets have typically sort of moved to the positive for most of the last 2.5, 3.5 years, really. You go back to 1985 or early 80s, markets have been strongly upward. The trend has been very much on the chart from left to the upper right. And so I think in many ways, you know, analytical skills have atrophied. The way to protect yourself in this kind of a market is to do real research. And what we offer for that in a very simple and inexpensive way, you can go into our gold membership and for very few dollars, less than about 50 bucks a month, you can have access to reports on individual stocks, but also our most attractive and most dangerous stocks. The most dangerous stocks, don't be in those stocks these days, okay? Now, the performance in that portfolio over time has been very good. It's underperformed the market as we've said it should, because those are the worst stocks in the market. But we've been, I guess, in such a frothy market that, you know, there are times that some of those stocks do pretty darn well, and we scratch our heads and say, what the heck's going on there? But those days are over, I believe. If anything, make sure you're not in any of the most dangerous stocks. Make sure that your portfolio is clean and cleansed from any stocks that get a dangerous or very dangerous rating. On the flip side, I strongly recommend you get into the most attractive stocks. These are stocks with good risk reward and stocks that have at least an attractive, usually a very attractive rating. Good risk reward means high quality earnings, high quality cash flows, and cheap valuations. We live in an uncertain world. And look, I'd be honestly, if I could predict the future, I probably wouldn't be doing this podcast, right? In a world where you can't predict the future, the best thing you can do is manage risk-reward. And when it comes to stocks, the best way to manage risk-reward is to understand cash flows and understand valuation completely, comprehensively. Don't take ratios off some website that you can get for free, for goodness sakes. Don't trust Wall Street reports. These people do not have your best interest in mind. New Constructs is designed to give the truth to the average investor. We're here to go out and do the diligence that we know no one else can afford to do and make it available in mass. That's our goal because we believe in intelligent capital allocation. We believe in efficient markets. We don't want Wall Street insiders to lord advantages over investors. We want everyone to have, as much as possible, a fair shot. Because we believe that's the best thing for our country in the short, medium, and long term. It's a different world than it was 15, 20, 30, 40 years ago. We not only need to protect ourselves physically, but we have to protect ourselves, I believe, the hearts and minds as well. You know, the new kinds of wars we're fighting with respect to terrorism, you know, these aren't just attacks on our soil, on our lands, on our people, on our soldiers. These people are trying to affect the hearts and minds. And that means we need to make sure we stay true to what made America strong. And that is freedom of labor, freedom of speech, freedom of capital. And the freedom of capital, at the end of the day, is what separates us from the rest of the world. Freedom of capital means that the capital is allowed to go to its highest and best use in a capitalist or democratic way. It's not misaligned, mismanaged because of someone having an arbitrary or superficial, artificial control over that capital. Like socialism, where the state decides where things go. Communism, where the states decide where capital goes. We don't want that. That's not worked. Those models have proven unsuccessful, terrifically unsuccessful over time. As Francis Fukuyama has pointed out in The End of History, it's hard to make an argument against the liberal democratic society. It works. And it works primarily because of its ability to continually get more out of less. The difference between the United States today and 200 years ago, the lakes aren't deeper, the oil wells aren't deeper, the mines aren't fuller. No, if anything, we have less resources then today than we did then. But we do more with less. We have higher returns on capital employed, higher returns on invested capital. We get more out of the same resources. We get more out of less, a lot more. And that's where capital, that's a function of the freedom of the flow of capital, the freedom of the flow of labor. You get to go work where you want to work. You get to go work where you can achieve the most. Or if you don't want to do that, you don't have to do that either. But I think it's fair to say that in the United States, we have more overachievers than just about any place in the country, certainly as a percentage. And that's because they believe and they rely on the freedom of capital to flow to where it can see its earn its highest and best use. And that makes all the difference. So, be in stocks that are based on those beliefs. Avoid stocks that are not. It all comes back to risk reward. Where's the best potential for this? You know, when it comes to the stocks, where's the best potential upside and where's the lowest risk? With respect to how well those companies have employed capital and are expected to employ capital. Very attractive stocks are companies that have employed capital highly effectively, better than their peers. And they have valuations that imply that they will no longer employ capital that effectively. That's good risk reward. Very dangerous stocks, on the other hand, are companies that have not employed capital effectively. They've destroyed lots of value. And in fact, oftentimes their accounting earnings are telling you a better story than is in reality. Secondly, very dangerous stocks and dangerous stocks have valuations that imply the company will employ capital many times more effectively and efficiently than they have in the past. Even if they do it, it's already baked into the stock price, as per our Netflix example. So, protect yourself in this market. Be smart. Understand how capital is employed. Understand what makes capital markets work in the United States. Take advantage of our research. Go to newconstructs.com. And get access to the most attractive and most dangerous stocks for less than $50 a month. Thank you.